This is A Little Day Music. I'm Kevin Sanders, and welcome in. You know, occasionally Friday afternoons, we like to take a moment to talk to some people who are active in the cultural arts community in the area, and this afternoon will be no exception. So, who do we have in the studio with us today?
My name is Michael Slan, and I am the Director of Choral Music and an Associate Professor at the University of Virginia, and also the Music Director of the Oratorio Society of Virginia.
Where did you start, and how did you get where you are now?
Well, you know, I'm originally from New York State, and my father was a musician by avocation, so we had music in the house, and I played piano from a younger age and sang in some choruses, and then majored at Cornell in music and English, and then went on to the IU School of Music, where I did graduate work in conducting, both choral and instrumental. And then from there, I've had a position briefly visiting faculty at the Oberlin Conservatory and also with the Cincinnati May Festival Chorus, and then started here on faculty at UVA in 2001.
Why don't you tell us a bit about the UVA University Singers and Chamber Singers and just fill us in.
The UVA University Singers is our flagship choral ensemble. It's usually about 90 to 100 students at any given time. And that's a group that sings a wide range of repertoire, from shorter a cappella or accompanied pieces to large works, major works with orchestras. We've done in recent years the Bach B minor Mass and the Verdi Requiem and Mendelssohn Elijah. And so I think it's wonderful that as part of their education at UVA, these students can have a rich performing musical experience and a collaborative experience with their peers making music at a high level, which then also can be something we contribute to our broader community. And then in the case of the Chamber Singers, that's a smaller select ensemble that I started in 2005. And that group usually is about 30 or 35 in number and sings a wide range of, repertoire appropriate for a smaller ensemble, from Renaissance Masses to contemporary works. That group we sang for the composer Philip Glass just a couple years ago, some of his works. And they've had workshops with the Talis Scholars, the wonderful world-famous group from London, and their director. And so I think it provides a nice balance between those groups, two very different but exciting musical experiences for our UVA students.
Could you tell us a little bit more about some of the recent activities you've had?
Sure. So this past spring, in spring 2017, the University Singers had a second chance to sing for the creators of the musical Les Miserables, Claude Michel Schoenberg and Alain Boublil. They were here for several days, and we did a workshop with them and also sang some of their works in concert. And as you can imagine, anytime the students get to be around living composers like that, it's kind of puts them over the moon. It's an exciting musical experience. And on top of that, of course, the University Singers are singing regularly with our Charlottesville Symphony, both on the family holiday concerts and in major works. And they also do some touring. So we had the group in Europe in 2015, four countries, Poland, the Czech Republic, England, and Austria. And then in more recently, we've been down in the Southeast, six states, I think it was, including Georgia and Florida and so on. And that gives the students a chance to take their music on the road and get a sense of the rigors of performing every night in different acoustics and for different audiences. And I think that's something that we all deeply enjoy when we have that chance.
I hear you've got some plans for an upcoming UVA bicentennial. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. That is correct, Kevin. We have this fall a huge bicentennial arts gala planned that will take place on the lawn in front of the rotunda at UVA. And it's set up by those who have envisioned it to be something of an Olympic-style concert. I mean, they're expecting perhaps as many as 20,000 people at this. So there'll be many featured performances. One of the things that will be a highlight that evening will be the world premiere of at least parts of an oratorio about Thomas Jefferson, written by a gentleman named Todd Frazier. The first movement, We Hold These Truths, has previously been sung by Renee Fleming, but then the next UVA movement is brand new for that occasion. So that will feature the University Singers and the Charlottesville Symphony. And on that same program, there's going to be a kind of a bevy of stars. Leslie Odom Jr., the wonderful Broadway singer, will be joining the program that evening, and Andra Day. And I think even most recently, I learned that the Martha Graham Dance Company will be here and dancing most likely excerpts from Copland's Appalachian Spring, one of those great, what I think of as one of the kind of the great American novel and music pieces.
What's going on with the Oratorio Society of Virginia? What is it?
Right. So in addition to my position at UVA, I've been fortunate to serve for a number of years now as music director of the Oratory Society of Virginia. It's the longest running community chorus in this Central Virginia area. And it as such, is open to community members to sing. And we have a wide variety of wonderful people involved in that organization, from people who have a professional background in music to people that might be lawyers, or we have professional astronomers in there, and nurses and working moms, et cetera, et cetera. So a fascinating group of people who are highly talented musically, and they come together once a week. And there too, like some of the groups at UVA, they sing a wide variety of repertoire that ranges from some shorter pieces that we might do at our annual Christmas at the Paramount concerts, to major works with orchestra, which is something of a staple for this group. And I've been pleased that in the last couple of years, you know, I think the musical profile and sound of this group has continued to rise, and they continue to excel. And we've been able to undertake some interesting partnerships in our area as well.
And we got a 50th anniversary celebration going on right now, don't we?
The Oratory Society is in the midst of celebrating its 50th anniversary. I say in the midst because we're celebrating it in a two-year period, because the group was formed in 1966 but didn't give its first concert till the spring of 1968. So we figured that was a good excuse to take 2 years to celebrate. And this coming year and season will be our second of the 2 years celebrating that. And so there are several things special planned, including a gala concert late next spring in May, where we'll have a commissioned work by the wonderful American composer Adolphus Hailstork, who I'm happy to say is going to be setting a text by our very own Rita Dove, the former U.S. Poet Laureate and our faculty member here at UVA. And that should be an exciting, I think, musical experience for all of us. So we're looking forward to that. And also, to our other concerts. There's going to be an American Anniversaries concert to honor both the 50th anniversary of the passing of Martin Luther King and also the 100th anniversary of the birth of Leonard Bernstein, who is someone I have done some writing on and care quite a bit about. So that's going to be a concert in the earlier spring, and we'll look forward to that as well, in addition to the Christmas at the Paramount concerts in December.
Now, you had briefly touched on collaborations. Are there collaborations that you do with other ensembles?
Yes, absolutely. So since I took over with the Oratory Society, I've tried to forge some new partnerships in our community. And I'm sure you've had some of these other artists on the show as well to talk. One of the first was with the Ashland Opera Company, now Charlottesville Opera, to do initially a performance of Bernstein's Candide and then more recently Verdi's La Traviata. And that has been a fantastic experience to bring the choral and opera worlds together and, in a sense, do some productions that neither group could do on its own. So that's been fantastic and exciting. We've also partnered with the Charlottesville Ballet. We did in 2015 a Beethoven 9 with the Charlottesville Symphony and all the singers from the University Singers and the Oratory Society. So we had almost 200 singers on stage for those performances. And then we've even gone a little bit further in the region and toward you over there in the Roanoke area. We've partnered twice in bringing singers over to sing with the Roanoke Symphony and David Wiley, and that's been a fantastic experience, including just this past spring. We had some singers participating there also in the performance of Beethoven 9. And then on top of that, we also have tried in the area to offer a bit of a platform for some of our regional youth and high school courses who every year we have two groups come perform with us at the Christmas concerts on that big Paramount stage. And I think that's a thrill for some of our younger singers. And I think it's wonderful to be encouraging people at that age because they are the future for us.
tell us about your thoughts on, obviously you've been different places, and so now you're here. How do you see yourself fitting in the community?
Well, I think that wherever you are as a musician, music has this extraordinary power to form community. I think it brings us together in a collaborative effort. It cuts across things that can otherwise divide us and creates a sense of family within ensembles, but then broader community as you think about all of us who come together in different ways for performances, whether it be in the audience or in a backstage capacity or administrative capacity or the performers on the stage. And I think that's very important for the life and well-being of any community. And just as it is, in a sense, on public radio. I mean, you know, there's a lot of things that are going on in our communities these days, and some of them cause some strife. There's a lot to talk about on the airways, but I think it's great when you can shift the dial and listen to something like, you know, your 24-hour music programming. I think that that also is very helpful to our psychological and other well-being. I think that it's an important part of our community, this aspect of having music, which is, regardless of the genre or style, it is for everyone, I think. Leonard Bernstein used to talk about that. And I think that whether people have a chance to listen to it on the air or to be actively participating in it, either as performers or listeners, I think this is hugely important and valuable to the health of our broader culture. And so I'm glad as a musician that in whatever way possible, I can contribute to that in my community and hopefully a little more broadly to contribute to that experience and power of active music making.
Well, it sounds like you're fitting in just fine with the local community.
We're happy to have folks at our concerts either from in town or from over the mountains at any time here in Charlottesville. We love to have people visit both the town and our performances. There's a lot going on here culturally. And I'm also just glad that WVTF has made a commitment to create a station that has 24-hour music for your listening area. I think that's, as I say, very important to our well-being as a culture.
Michael Slaan is Associate Professor and Director of Choral Music at the University of Virginia and also the Music Director and Conductor of the Oratorio Society of Charlottesville. Mr. Slaan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me on the program.